Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin has a lot of respect for the New England Patriots, and they have a good run defense, which, by the way, is going to be a huge factor in this game. That's where this comes down, doesn't it?
Yeah,
this
maybe
game
they,
this week.
Any chance they didn't bring in a wide receiver yesterday, did you?
Me?
It was Tuesday. No, did they?
I went to the airport. I was going to bring one in, but nobody came to the car.
Ah, good effort, though, Jeff. I give you credit.
Thanks.
For a guy that once picked up who? Bill Cowher?
I offered Bill a ride.
He was like,
he thought he better,
my mom told me not to talk to strangers.
He thought he better wait.
I don't know. I haven't checked on it. Did somebody cut the grass?
Did you tell him the story of you? Did he remember that? That you offered him a ride?
I think I told him on the show when we talked to him here on the show.
And he was like, oh, Gib, nice to, oh, no, Jeff. Jeff, was that it? Ron?
Do I now need to tell the Bill Cowher story?
Yeah, I think you do. It's a good story. Ladies and gentlemen, story time with Jeff Phelps.
Baskin takes. See, Kevin just spoke.
Yeah.
We were going to talk about
what did Kevin say? Dan, what did Kevin say?
You just
give
took
it
us
to
right
me.
Down this
give
path.
Give it to me in 3 seconds. What did Kevin say?
Conklin looks like he's on the right track. Hopefully, David Njoku is back. We have a lot of respect for the New England Patriots and what they've been able to accomplish. Props to Vrabes. Back to you.
Boom.
Props to Vrabes.
So now I ask you, Dan Menigan just gave you 15 seconds of everything that Kevin just said, or would you like to hear a really interesting story about Jeff Phelps and Bill Cowher? 216-474-0092. I think the majority of people would like to hear a good, there's nothing better than a bridge and a good Jeff Phelps story.
So when the Browns were getting ready to, they were looking for a coach, and they were interviewing Belichick. So we're trying to track down. This is back when local news really mattered. We're trying to track down Belichick.
What is this local news you speak of?
And we staked him out, and we got Art getting Bill into the car over at the Browns offices and taking him to the airport and dumping him off. And the Browns were kind of being real quiet about it. And we talked to Belichick walking through the airport after he had checked in at the ticket counter. So. You know, we spent hours trying to get sound with this guy. So we did. And the Browns were just not cooperative at all.
Six.
And I actually called the airlines and lied and said, you know, hey, I'm supposed to pick up my buddy at the airport. I can't reach him and I don't know his flight information and everything else. And they told me when he was coming in.
Oh, you little investigative reporter. Unethical investigative reporter.
Oh, it was unethical as you know what. And you couldn't do it in this day and age, you know, different world.
You probably could. So pull it off.
And then we hear Cowher would be interviewing for the job, just to kind of show you the different approach going on here.
Mm-hmm.
I call the Kansas City Chiefs, and I explain, you know, what I'm trying to do. And I said, could I talk to Bill Cowher? Yeah, hang on.
Are you serious?
Phone rang. Hello, Bill Cowher. Bill answered the phone in his office.
And he said his own name?
Yeah.
What'd you think he was going to have somebody?
I
16 people.
And I just said, you know. Hey, Bill, it's Jeff Phelps in Cleveland. And I knew Bill.
Hi, Jeff.
Well, I knew Bill a little bit from when he was here, you know, working with Marty. Yeah. And he went, hey, Jeff, how you doing? You know, and now he wouldn't know me from Adam. But back then, you know, he remembered. And
you have a forgettable face.
And I just said, you know, I said, hey, are you coming in? We'd love to talk to you at the airport. Yeah. Here's my flight information.
Oh, that was cool.
So this was, there was something going on.
Jeff, no one would have the guts to do that now. You know that, right? Like, most reporters don't even have the guts to make that phone call.
So
I take that back.
There was
most TV reporters.
There was something going on, and you couldn't get down to the gates. And this was during the era when, you know, you could just walk into the airport and walk down to the gate and, you know, meet your relatives. They're getting off the plane. Yeah. You can't do that now.
With big signs.
So we're standing.
Congratulations,
we're standing outside, you know, the screening area and all that stuff. Well, there wasn't even a whole lot of screening, just where you had your bags x-rayed. And Bill comes walking out and he sees us and he walks over to us.
Hey, Jeff.
Well, yeah, and it's like, you know, good to see you, blah, 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 blah. And we did a little interview and we got done. And Bill says, and when Belichick came in, when he came in and we were there waiting just like this, we were waiting. The Browns ushered him out a side door in the terminal to a car waiting on the tarmac to bring him to the offices in Berea. Coward just walks down. We do the interview. Hey, Jeff, you seen anybody from the Browns? Bill, I haven't. There's somebody supposed to pick me up. Yeah, I haven't seen anybody.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dang. Hey, guys. Well, we're going that way, Bill. You want to ride? Anyway, yeah.
But you weren't. You were not going that way.
Well, no, but, you know.
You would have gone out
it's right there.
Yeah, and then you would have been like, oh, look at this dirty news car we've got with pop cans in the back.
And then
wrappers.
And he said, you know what? I better wait. They said they're sending somebody over. And I thought, you have no chance of getting this job. Because they usher Belichick out a side door into a car waiting for him on the tarmac. And they can't even send a little cubby over to pick up Cower.
Too bad. Art was on the phone with Governor Glenn Denning at the time anyway, so what's the difference?
Governor Glenn Denning.
No, they won't give me a stadium. They gave the Indians a stadium.
Does the Mike Vrabel coaching the Patriots factor after being here for a year working in this facility with this team, does that do anything for you in this? I don't think it's bad at all.
I actually like Kevin's answer. Like, sometimes we overthink all of this stuff, right? And he's like, there's no trade secrets. He's right. There are no trade secrets. All you have to do is watch film of two games, and you pretty much know what you're getting.
Agreed completely.
So when it comes down to it, it's about talent on the field. You can scheme for your talent, and it doesn't matter. Like, Vrabel could have spent 15 years here. What's the difference? If the talent changes, you're scheming for the talent, and then he's got to try to break down the talent without being in the building or trying to understand. But I'm sure that odds are someone in the building in New England has already scouted out anyone that would be new talent that's here this year that wasn't here last year. Like, all those rookies, they have no impact with Vrabel, right? He doesn't know. He probably goes back and goes, man, you know, Carson Schwetzinger, that guy plays the way I did. Relentless. That's probably what he, you know, when you look at that kind of stuff, I do think it's a kind of a cool storyline, but I think it's completely overrated. And again, it comes back to, it's not, scheme is scheme, but it's scheme based on your talent. And, you know, I don't know that there's a huge event. It's football. At the end of the day, the goal of the game is to move the ball down the field and put it in the end zone.
So. I agree with you completely. I'm not going to blow a lot of smoke about the Vrabel thing. Great. He was here. He needed a year.
Yeah, he needed a break.
And
although I still think we're all surprised he didn't land a gig like right away.
I think he's a really good football coach. I was surprised. And I think Tennessee's paying the price for it. You know, that didn't work. That was just that's the type of thing like Pittsburgh. Mike Tomlin's had some down years.
Yeah.
You know, there have been some years. He never had a losing season, but he's had some years. Okay. We're 9-8. We're 9-6. 9-7. Excuse me. You know, whatever it was at the time. And we've had two or three of those in a row. But if the guy's a good coach, then he's a good coach. And that means you need to get him better players. And when you get better players, you can make it work. Vrabel is one of those guys. Well, that's a good football coach. And if he has the right talent, he's going to win. And if you don't have the right talent, you're not going to win.
No.
You have to have the combination, I think. Good coach, good players to win big.
I think the other part about Vrabel that makes him a good coach is, like, education has been his whole life. Look at the people he was around, you know. Bill Belichick in the NFL. Cowher
in Pittsburgh,
right?
Yeah.
Even at Ohio State. But when you look at his true upbringing, his parents, they were both educators, you know. Yeah. And then they were all... they were administrative educators, too, beyond the classroom. So, I mean, if you're looking for someone to be able to teach... And remember, if you listened to Kevin last week and they were talking about Vrabes, they talked about how he worked with players individually.
Vrabes.
Rather, he's always been Vrabes, Jeff. He's been Vrabes since high school.
Yeah. I know. I just love it.
I know. But Vrabes. If you go back and look at what he did for the Browns, it wasn't big picture stuff. It was... working with guys individually, one-on-one.
And young coaches, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I think, what does that do? That takes you back to his original background of growing up in a household with educators.
That's beautiful, Andy.
I'm just saying. And that's how football is born in Northeast Ohio. That's how one of our own goes on to be successful. Why can't we get one of our own here to get our team better so we can all be proud of everything?
We mentioned Belichick a little bit ago. And when you think about the Browns and the Patriots, the one big, big, big common thread is, okay, we let Bill figure out how to be a head coach here, and then you guys let him be a head coach and gave him the right talent, and look what he turned into.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.